Now we hold to the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hello, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Hold on, man. The new glory, I see, Bobby. Seen her before someplace. beach near Paper Assembly. Just around the time when I finally caught up with Cody.
I wonder if you know very much about this man,
Dexter. Well, not much, Ruth. What little I know, I don't like.
Grandpa,
Dexter. His name, Mr. Burr, of this writing.
Read the paper.
Mark was the great jewel of the government of the United States of America, and sang in his 14th ago, the third month of his. I'm like a president.
Yes.
President himself.
May I have the first please?
Oh, of course. Things of work for a young woman.
I serve my country.
How can I help you?
I believe in your soon, Captain Wainwright, but I want to tell you two things. First, be on guard against death. I'm not sure of his exact situation, but be on guard.
I will. Anything else?
Yes. If a masked man arrives at the post, a masked man riding a great white dragon, accompanied by an Indian, don't take it for granted he's an outlaw.
Masked man, you say?
Because of his silver. Captain Wainwright, that man can be trusted implicitly. He's the greatest single force for good in the West.
Oh, look over there.
Ben, we want to see you, Commander Ross.
Take your hands on the
landmark,
son.
Here it is, Jersey. An outlaw.
Corporal of the guard! Turn out the guard!
Don't move now. Okay, they're going to catch him, pardon. Better stand here. Knock on a renegade engine.
The guard will take it. Oh, man. You must be wearing a mask. What's the name of your horse?
Mr. Silver.
Private, lower your rifle. Inform the corporal that the guard is in need of
him.
Okay. Order,
order.
Yes, sir.
Corporal! Corporal of the guard! Never mind the guard!
Mask man and Captain Wainwright. Commanding the sheriff. How can I help you in the Indian?
Captain Postgres,
I'm at your service.
Well, this will explain your reason for trusting your brother, Captain. As now, any strangers around at the blockhouse lately, say, John Lee?
Yes, a man named Slater, I think. He came in from an easterly direction.
Did he look like a gunman?
Well, his gun sat down.
And that's the murderer we're after. We want that man.
Murderer? He left early this afternoon, hours ago. He went with a plainsman named Becker. They headed north up the Yellow Dog River.
You must have done your own. Yes, Connor. Nothing like that. Tell me first, what's your reason for trusting us?
I don't know who you are, nurse man, but there's a young woman here. I have reason to believe her every word. And she said to put my trust in a masked man riding a stallion named Silver.
And that girl. She wanted to help us. Captain, I'd like to meet that girl. Where is she?
She did left the fort.
Oh, she does?
Yes, headed south to the covered wagon. If the horse is your riding, it should be easy to overtake her.
It would be very easy, but you're not going to.
Huh?
That girl has helped us many times, Captain. That girl is a force that we've never met. She tells me this time. She had south to turn around, but go the other way. We're heading north. North along the Yellow Dog River. Many are trying to escape.
Anyway, Captain, get him up.
Help!
All right. We're the 200 galloped off and took the rest. Yes, I know, right? But I'd hate to be in Slater's boots right now. Not with that nurse man on my
face. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
By Captain Wainwright, that the man they seek is somewhere north in the Yellow Dog River, the Lone Ranger and Tonto head that way at once. But Slater and Jesse had a long head start. At dawn, they had already met a group of Jesse's outlaw band and reached the spot in the river where Jimmy had passed for the Sherman Army Trio.
Blockhouse gets burned to the ground.
Hey, quiet. Just ahead, you gents, for pay. They gotta do the job before you get paid.
We can't burn that blockhouse. There's 50 soldiers there.
Keep
the lights out.
It would be easy if there was only 10 soldiers, couldn't you?
They're not
10. But there won't be 50, Bowman. That's where you come in.
I don't savvy, Jesse.
The simplest thing in the gopher. You see this?
It's a cursor.
Gino. A cursor that belonged to the gent who was driving that covered wagon. I borrowed it from him when we left the blockhouse. You're taking this cursor, Bowen. They don't know you at the blockhouse. You'll step it around and ride in front and south. Like you're going to turn on her. We'll wait here for you. And here's what you're to do.
Oh, 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 oh Captain Wainwright.
I thought you two headed
up the river.
Thanks for the telegraph guys running behind us. We've got to a safe. There's no telling how soon they'll be here.
Outlaws! Them come to burn Blockhouse. Suffer and suffer. Mister, we won't have a chance. There's practically nobody here.
What's that?
Yeah. A rider come high-tailing in from the south. He said engine marauders were screaming for dry ducks or covered wagons the last year that they needed. Almost the whole company mustered out after the wagon.
Captain Ray answered his company on the 7th day.
The rest of the five cutters were miles away
in the cutters. And he comes here not to help
you, Tom. So the foot soldier took a load of cavalry out to the bad men to burn this lockout.
Well, we've got hardly enough men to cover four sides of stockade. And there's no way to bring the captain back in time.
You may be wrong about that, soldier.
Huh? You ride on fellow soldiers?
That's it. Join this garrison, Cutter. Here's Bethany. Stand that as long as you can. All right, for the rest of us.
Well, hold on then, mister. I admire what you're trying to do. But there isn't any horse that ever eats grass can bring the captain back in time.
Words waste minutes. We have no to spare.
That'll wait for me, isn't it? Silver's in 25. Hey, Lindy, maybe he can do it. I never saw a horse cover ground the way that big stallion does. Why, he's faster than an antelope.
We're going down trees and barn gates. You get ready for Batman. You call soldiers.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Johnson, Douglas, cover coming. Make post on the palisade.
Look at that mad man travel.
Into the night galloped the Lone Ranger, heading south along the Yellow Dog. The lights of the army blockhouse trailing quickly behind him. His lean body slanting in the saddle, his face close to the mane of the great horse, he urged Silver on the greater effort.
We've got a long route. We've ridden a long way to first, Doctor.
There's no sign of him yet.
That's been almost at the start. There's no danger any longer. Our pack is out on the slopes above this trail, and my men are ready. Once it's right in such out of the hills onto the plains, we can lead the only friend of the blockhouse. I know these Indians. They like the hills.
Captain, have you seen the masked man?
Oh, yes, he stopped at the post. Who is he?
That was the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Well, no wonder the government pressed him.
He did it north.
Something wrong?
I can't be certain. There's nothing except
that. That's your mind of this, miss. Look how certain living the men are. When I think he broke the simple might desert because that pay money didn't go out. He doesn't know the quality of American soldiers.
I wish he'd been able to track the vessel before he left the blockhouse.
I'll talk him dead if he ever returns. In the world, there's a horse and come up the curb behind the column.
What's he doing?
I'm trying to find out, miss. Wait, aren't you going to meet him?
It's better than you and I know the next one. Mrs. I like you. I'll just call inside the wagon. Thank you.
Is that right, miss?
Captain
Wainwright. Sit down, miss. Get up there. What is it, miss?
Captain Wainwright.
Bring
your
collar.
Get back to the
left corner.
Wait a
minute.
I think
you're going to see
it from
your collar to the head there. I didn't
know that to you, are you? This is
leaving your band of
our guard
down the Yellow Dog. Where's the fifth part of the block house? Yeah,
that
Indian's a friend. Turn your column, push the army
through. Hear that, man? How far to the blockhouse? Let's see if you let the fire through. All the fire
through.
At the gallop.
All the fire through. Here we go.
The army blockhouse stood dark and stir, the stockade barely visible against the night sky. And as he's reaching in the heavy woods that swings the Yellow Dog River, Becker's outlaws lay in wait. They held their fire while Becker and Slater held a council.
Last time we made a search, we had come to the rifle's license, Becker.
There can't be more than four of them guarding the whole blockhouse.
They ought to be gone pretty soon.
Yeah. There's Bowman. I sent him to get them up.
Bowman, you and the rest of the boys pour a heavy fire from this side, Savvy. Those two soldiers will come to this wall, beginning to beat a pack.
All set.
Now, where's that wood?
Yonder.
Good enough.
On your horse, Slater.
You need to take those bundles of wood, circle around the far side of the bunk house. Dry them and drop them right inside the stockade.
Right?
It'll be a sprint so long as the shooting is heavy from this direction.
I'll do that.
better get moving. We'll be getting right soon.
Here,
get up, horse. We can start to do time, Bowman.
All right, then, start to...
Flashes of burning powder settled the darkness of the woods. The bad men poured a hail of bullets against the soft earth. The heavy fire forced the defenders to leave the rear unguarded to meet the threatened assault.
Meanwhile, Dutcher and Slater reached the other side of the blockhouse.
Oh, there's a big light of those horses
moving there. Yeah, we'll have that blockhouse blazing in quite a 5 minutes.
I didn't realize there's
enough. Hit the horse to the south too.
Here, Sullivan. What's that? Get to a vehicle. The cavalry.
Come on,
Let your horses around the other side.
You gotta get away. I might aim for you instead of your gun.
I'd be better near the tomb. You gotta fight the pride.
We'll let drivers pass. As good as you know, stay silent. You hear that, Jigger? These are men are captured, Becker. You're glad they're a silent, then defeated. That is all your kind will be defeated.
I'll put him in the guardhouse. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll return to my post. At the church. The police. Out of
it. Out of it, Captain.
Out of it.
What? What did you do? Police. Army police. Isn't that true, Donald?
Yes, I know, but... Look at this note. You look at those two words.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.